There was little firing going on now because 3-5 was preparing to pull back as it was relieved by an army battalion. Our tanks, two of which had been parked near us, started toward the beach. As they rattled and clanked away, I hoped they weren't leaving prematurely. Suddenly, we were jolted by the terrific blast of a Japanese 75-millimeter artillery piece slightly to our right. We flung ourselves flat on the deck. The shriek and explosion of the shell followed instantly. Fragments tore through the air. The gun fired again rapidly.
"Jesus, what's that?"
gasped a man near me.
"It's a Nip 75, and God, is he close," another said.
Each time the gun fired, I felt the shock and pressure waves from the muzzle blast. I was terror-stricken. We began to hear shouts of "Corman!" on our right.
"For Christ's sake, get them tanks back up here," someone yelled.
I looked toward the tanks just in time to see several wheel around and come speeding back to help the pinned-down infantrymen.
"Mortar section, stand by," someone yelled.
We might be called to fire on the enemy gun, but as yet, we didn't know its location. The tanks went into action and almost immediately knocked out the weapon. Calls came from our right for corpsmen and stretcher-bearers. Several of our ammo carriers went with the corpsmen to act as stretcher-bearers. Word filtered along to us that quite a number of casualties had been caused by the terrible point-blank fire of the enemy cannon. Most of those hit were members of the company that was tied in with us on our right. Our ammo carriers and corpsmen returned shortly with a distressing account of the men next to us caught directly in front of the Japanese gun when it opened fire from a camouflaged position. When I saw one of our men's face, I knew how bad it had been. He appeared absolutely stricken with horror. I often had seen him laugh and curse the Japanese when we were under heavy shelling or scrambling out of the way of machine gun or sniper fire. Never during the entire Peleliu campaign or later during the bloody fighting on Okinawa did I see such an expression on his face. He grimaced as he described how he and the man with him had put one of the casualties, someone we all knew, on a stretcher.
"We knew he was hit bad, and he had passed out. I tried to lift the poor guy under his shoulders, and he," pointing to the other mortarman, "lifted his knees. And just as we almost got him on the stretcher, the poor guy's body came apart. God, it was awful."
He and the man with him looked away as everyone groaned and slowly shook their heads. We had been terrified by the enemy gun firing point-blank like that. It was an awful experience. It had been bad enough on us, but it was unbearable for those unfortunates who were in the direct line of fire. Our company had been off to one side and had suffered no casualties during the ordeal, but it was one of the more shocking experiences I endured during the war. As I have said earlier, to be shelled was terrifying. And to be shelled in the open, on your feet, was horrible. But to be shelled point blank was so shocking that it almost drove the most resilient and toughest among us to panic. Words can't convey the awesome sensation of actually feeling the muzzle blasts that accompanied the shrieks and concussions of those artillery shells fired from a gun so close by. We felt profound pity for our fellow Marines who had caught its full destructive force.
This ends Disc 5.